the way, I've done 2 hours of broadcasting unplugged. I need your support. Tonight's the last night to buy any supplement at thealexshowstore.com and get any other supplement you choose free. That means you can buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Ultramethylene Blue, the very best bovine colostrum, Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, the new beef tallow, all of it. Buy one, get one free, thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you for your support. We can't do it without you. We're funded by you. All right, Harris, you got one more clip. You're going to be coming up in about an hour hosting the War Room. I want you to air the full 8-minute exchange with her because it's devastating. I don't mean that meanly. It's just you like pin her down. She doesn't know what to do. It's so sad.
Well, and I didn't even go in there wanting to be like, I destroy Kansas, because a lot of the people that follow Candace are a lot of people that follow us, you know, and I'm not trying to call you stupid if you think it's interesting what Candace Owens is saying. I just find a logical inconsistency and sort of a logical paradox at the heart of this entire claim that needs to be sussed out if you actually want to investigate this with legitimacy in a way that can actually, you know.
Yeah, and they always say to me, and I agree, overall, it's probably 60% unpopular what I'm doing. I've never made my decisions off that. I don't think ahead on how will this do for me. I do the right thing. I can't buy into a ridiculous fraud.
And obviously Candace Owens has a huge amount of support, number one podcast in the world.
They've been saying that. It's not really true, but that's our PR firm. But yeah, it's definitely, I would say for gossip, she's number one.
Well, but it'd be very easy to sort of play that game and play into it and cause the drama. And I mean, it would get us clicks for sure. We don't do that though. That's right. Yeah, we could you know, accuse people baselessly about things and force them to give us alibis. We're not going to do that. So let's go to this clip. This was posted by Evan Kilgore, which sort of started all of this, because Evan Kilgore was this, you know, lieutenant. He was one of the ring wraiths that basically had this big mea culpa. He wrote like a page long thing saying, I'm sorry, Candace, like I can't go along with you on this, you know, Mark, whatever guy.
And then when he got attacked, he said, I know it's not you, my darling. He goes, it is me who's telling you to do this.
So I commented on that.
Just bow to Mitch Snow. You must kiss. He's the ring you kiss.
Yeah. Well, how many major, like massive conspiracies we covered? There's never been a conspiracy where like one person is in charge. And if you go against them, you have to apologize. It's like, that's weird.
All right, go to the clip.
All right, let's go to clip F here. This is the level of gaslighting. This is Evan Kilgore posted this.
Accusation, which in effect you are, right? You're in effect saying, okay, Erica Kirk and, you know, the head of TPUSA security were at this pre-assassination planning meeting.
Erica was there, so you guys have to stop repeating that. It's Erica was never at that meeting. And that's another thing. I've never said Erica was at the meeting. Mitch has never said Erica
was at
the
meeting. But she's at the base!
There was never an indication she was at that meeting. He did not see her on September 9th. It was Brian Harpole who was at that meeting.
If you want me to say it, there's a picture of Erica Kirk with a ponytail and from her past. That person matches who I saw at Fort Huachuca in the lobby the night before. And she was with that man in the lobby. And that man, he was present at that meeting the next morning. So
you had to put it at a percentage that you saw that the girl in the ponytail matches the description of Erica Kirk. What percentage would you put that at?
Those are really rare eyes. That's 95-99%. I
accusation, which in effect you are, right? You're in effect saying, okay, Erica Kirk and, you know, the head of TPUSA security were at this pre-assassination planning meeting.
Erica was there, so you guys have to stop repeating that. It's Erica was
all right.
Never
so this just repeats. So again, this is the type of thing where I didn't think I was going to go in and convince anybody, but I also am just trying to lay out the logical reality of like, okay, if you're accusing Erica Kirk of being part of this assassination planning, then of course people are going to react strongly to that. Of course people are going to question that. Of course people are going to be outraged by that if they're not on the same page as you. But I couldn't even get it out, because as I'm saying this, she goes, well, we never said Erica Kirk was at the assassination. And it's the type of thing that I'm just so blindsided by. I'm just like, then what are we doing here? Then what is any of this about? And I think people go, you don't understand why it would be a big deal that the head of security and Erica Kirk were there. No, I understand that. But I want to know, is that the claim you're making? Because if it's not, then the question stands, what are we talking about?
And by the way, you got Patrick Byrne with huge intel on the CIA trying to sabotage Trump in Venezuela today. And you're going to get more into this with the full confrontation you had with Candace Owens, 3 p.m. in 55 minutes. All right, Elizabeth Lane, investigative journalist, frontline war reporter, in studio straight ahead. Great job, Harrison Smith. Join him in the war room, 3 p.m. today.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
The future may hold. InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off a TAC nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. People want to conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. Who want us to live in bondage? Who want to cut our children's penises off? You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. Ugh. My cells tell me I'm in a war, and to girt myself for it. And to guard myself for truth, because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Well, I got to say, I'm proud of every broadcast we do, but Kyle Serafin nailing that it's a patsy pipe bomber, it all coming out, total setup, his total alibi, his car miles away doing DoorDash, while the pipe bomber, who evidence points towards the U.S. Capitol Police, is planting the bombs, all of that vindicated, just insane. At the big court hearing and the arraignment where they're so scared, we're going to have Ivan Ranklin, Green Beret, former Defense Intelligence Agency and lawyer, there with Harrison Smith today reporting on that. The War Room today, 3 p.m. Central. We've got Patrick Byrne, formerly of the CIA. Massive news on the CIA sabotage of Trump and the Venezuela operation. That's exclusive coming up in the War Room today. He'll be back on tomorrow. We just got into so much other huge news as well. But Elizabeth Lane, I've already seen her work, interviews with a lot of famous people around the world, like Tucker Carlson, you name it, and world leaders. And then she came here doing a documentary working with James O'Keefe a few months ago. So she wanted to do an interview. She was here. She interviewed me yesterday. That's going to be coming out soon. But I want to talk to her about her wartime reporting she's done. She's from Georgia, but been here in the U.S. For a long time. And just some of the amazing things that she's seen and witnessed. Really smart lady. ElizabethLane.co. And she works and heads up Unified TV COO. And so it's great to have you here. We were going to get into geopolitics and the world. We're still going to do that. But you, sure. We talked about this some after the show or after the interview yesterday. You want to give your view on the Candace Owens controversy, Huachuca, all that.
Absolutely. I mean, what's going on with you and Candace is very damaging, I think. And I understand your point of view and I understand where she's coming from. So I think it's important to be unbiased. I saw Harrison was here in front of me. And, you know, you guys, well, he works for InfoWars, right? I would argue bias there a little bit. So my perspective on Candace is very simple. Candace is investigating her friend's death, all right? So she, from the get-go, told the audience that this is going to be a raw investigation. This is going to be an open investigation. I don't know what I'm diving into. Something smells about this case, and I'm willing to solve it. Now, I want you to kind of take it in perspective that she's doing a show every single day. Now, it's very different when you get on, like I do that myself. I get on, and I read people world headlines, and I comment on multiple different things for an hour, right? It's much harder when you have one topic that you need to investigate and you need to feed your audience something every single day, all right? And you have to stay with the facts because everyone, and I've done this, who has actually done a real investigation, in any case, it doesn't matter. I worked with NYPD, Memphis PD, LAPD detectives, and everyone will tell you, especially in a criminal case, that when you're doing an investigation, there comes a time when you are on a wrong path, and you will find out eventually that it's a wrong path and wrong lead, and you're investigating wrong people. But then you put an end to it and you move on. Well, Candace gets the same right, don't you think? Like, you know, she said it from the get-go. Listen, I'm taking you on the ride here. You're coming with me. She gets a lead. She brings it on. She talks about it. Now, I've heard a couple of accusations against Candace that, well, she said Erica Kirk was part of this. Like, here's what she never said. She actually never accused Erica Kirk to be part of anything. She instigated. It might be the case. But guess what? I also don't exclude anything myself. Like, can you give your life that Erica Kirk is absolutely innocent here? No, because you don't know. Maybe 99% you can say, yeah, she's just a widow, and I don't think that we should be focusing on Erica Kirk.
Yeah, but I mean, her talking point is she's the only one investigating it. We broke that Cash Patel ordered a cover-up of accomplices, foreign and domestic.
And did a great job on that.
My point is they keep saying things that aren't true. We looked up Mitch Snow. He has a giant criminal record, beating up all these women, all these giant stories, his kids going on air, adult children saying the man's a complete con man. He changed his name a bunch. He picks Snow as the new name, the snowman, you know, snow job. And I was saying, hey, I think you're being set up, Candace. And then her surrogates and all them who coordinate with her attacked me. So that's my issue is, this congressman's there.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, his alibi isn't true. And they prove he's there. Okay, he's okay, but these other guys' alibis aren't good enough. It's guilty until proven guilty. It's not just her asking questions. It's not her saying, okay, maybe TPUSA had a reason to get rid of Charlie. Let's put them in the list of suspects. You have the Democrats saying they wanted to kill him, celebrating him dying. Top suspects. Let's say somebody at TPUSA wanted to get rid of him for whatever reason. They're in there.
Can we agree on basics?
Okay, well, I mean, this isn't an investigation and you head down rabbit trails. This is get a schizophrenic con man off the internet, make a flag.
So as soon as Mitch came on, I watched that episode. As soon as Mitch came on, I was like, I can't believe that Candace's team didn't see this, that this guy is lying. Like, my first instinct was like, if anyone knows anything about, you know, reading a person or have been in the room where you had to do it.
He made my skin crawl.
I agree. I couldn't finish the episode. I will be honest here. I couldn't have to understand. Candace is coming from an emotional standpoint here, which she's entitled to. She's entitled to be emotional. Her friend died. Mm. My best friend died in high school. I would have done anything to
you know TPUSA took her off the website and said she wasn't associated with them over 2 years ago?
Yeah, but I mean, again, we Candace debunked that. Candace pretty much came out and said, me and Charlie were on good terms. Here are the receipts and showed the text message and all that. I'm not even going to get into whether Candace and Charlie were good friends. I think that's not debatable. They were. And I think Charlie realized at the end of his life, before he died, he realized that, okay, I think I'm being manipulated and lied to, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to figure out what's going on.
Okay, well, here's the deal. They don't want to fight with her. They have the receipts, and they're probably going to go ahead and release them.
Well, so far,
everybody remember what you just... Everybody remember all right. This, okay? So he would push her calls off to the spokesperson. But let me just finish this. Saying he started breaking with Israel and criticizing them, that's not just text messages. He was public. No one's saying Israel isn't trying to take over American politics.
Yeah.
No one's saying they weren't trying. Nobody's saying they couldn't be a suspect. What we're saying is the Wachuca thing is a dead-end rabbit trail that if I was a bad guy, I'd plant on her to discredit
Absolutely.
Her, which is what I warned her of and got called a traitor.
Yes, and that I will give you. You did warn her, and you came out, and you said, like, you know, like a good Samaritan, listen, I'm investigating. I have my own options here, and, you know, maybe you should listen to me. But again, you have to understand she is used to everyone attacking her because you know this better than anyone. You started your career. Everyone was against you. You were the same voice saying something, and everyone was calling you crazy. That's where Candace is. So when Candace...
Yeah, but I would get footage from a tip from the police of Delta Force training to take over the state capitol for martial law. By the way, Delta Force, it turned out, was the source to the police. They didn't like the mission.
And only
later did they go, hey, you know, we're the ones giving you this, because Clinton was training him for martial law. I would get footage of the black helicopters, and the local paper would say it didn't exist. They crashed in Houston, said I was crazy. I covered Bilderberg. The New York Times said he's nuts. No Bilderberg met in Virginia. Mm-hmm. The difference was I got the helicopters, the world leaders. I stayed in the hotel. They threw me out. And the media was, I had footage of the black helicopters.
But
it's a big difference.
Alex Jones, right? She's a mother.
No, take Bohemian Grove. They first said that was fake footage. Later admitted it was real. See, I went and crawled through, you know, sewer lines and stuff to get that.
I delivered
the goods.
Candace is working with a team that is not...
But see, the difference is, I get the black helicopter on tape. The difference is I get the assault on the Capitol building on tape. The difference is I get the Bohemian Grove on tape. The difference is I don't go off some schizo online and say he says so.
Okay, so can you for a second imagine yourself in her shoes? For a second, okay? So I think she was pregnant when she started this whole thing, this series. So she's obviously not going down in the rabbit holes and, you know, shooting anything. She's pregnant. So it's one. She has two kids.
No, I agree. And then they have psychologists go, Jones asking if she's okay is Soviet gaslighting to say she's mentally ill. Then the women all say she's postpartum. I don't say that. Nope.
No, there are forces, Alex, that want this. You know who's happy right now? The real killers of Charlie Kirk are very happy right now because Alex Jones and Candace Owens, two independent voices, both independent, are fighting, and they cannot be happier. You cannot
Let
do
me
this.
Ask you this question, Elizabeth.
Like, yeah.
When everybody said, look into the planes, and we went and looked at the data, and it was almost all completely not right, she said, well, I was a little wrong. I'll publish the proof.
But she did say that.
I know. And then I looked at this guy, and it was 10 times worse. Because I thought it might be true. I was like, oh, God, my goodness. Well, this is, you know, wow, we have the big break. And then I looked at the evidence, and it didn't fit anything at any level. It didn't pass a smell test.
So
I'm asking, what was I supposed to do? Just shut up at that point?
No.
Because our listeners have asked me, will you just shut up?
No, you don't shut up. First thing you do, actually call her privately, because this is what I would have done. I would have called her on the phone and say, hey, Candace, I found something. You might want to actually consider this. After, if
we did call her, we asked her to come on. She said, I'm busy.
Okay, in that case, you go ahead and you say it. That's what you did, and that's fine. And it, you were unfairly attacked, but so was she. And all I care about right now is to get you guys to understand each other, okay? So there's no point to attack each other for doing the same thing, which is investigating the case that actually stinks, which it does. So one more thing I want to say about this. Candace is going to have, like, I don't know what she's going to say about Fort Huachuca or Mitch or anything ongoing, like, going forward. But she's allowed to make mistakes. And when you take on an investigation like this, imagine if Kennedy investigation was on the table right now.
No, here, but she didn't say she made a mistake. She's still saying that the head of security basically is covering up and is a liar and was there.
Well, no, she didn't say that. She says Mitch says that. And what she never said that. I watched every episode. What she said that Mitch is claiming this. Even in the episode, she said, listen, I can't say whether Mitch has good eye for faces.
No, that was earlier, not the new stuff last night. Hey, guys, bring me Harrison's list. I need to. We played it. You must have missed it. No, she's basically like, Harpool's been caught in lies. And, you know why? If he's on the base, why is he giving us these fake alibis?
Okay, so let's
say, even saying it's a fake alibi.
Okay, so let's say she's wrong. So what? She's wrong. What's the damage here? She's wrong. So? Okay, she's wrong about Harpool. She's wrong about Erica.
What's the damage? Her and her minions
have
attacked anybody saying this is wrong as if we got the call or we're not legitimate.
You really think that some minion trolls that attack you, me, and everyone in the world can somehow, doubt your credibility, Alex Jones?
No, I'm not even worried about that. Yeah, my point is...
No, she's wrong.
Is that... She was given information that this guy was a serious criminal, wife beater, everything.
Yes.
I mean, beat up every girlfriends, you name it.
Okay, let's...
With receipts, and she's still defending him.
Quick question. Can a wife beater scumbag of the earth still be right about something? Can, yes or no? Like, statistically, yes or no? Yes, right? So I've had a crazy person from a mental asylum actually give me a clue that worked. So okay. I would say 1%, yeah, he could be right.
Well, I'll go find a homeless person and babysit my kids.
But we do, Alex, we do agree that Mitch is a fraud. Candace disagrees. Can she have an investigation? Can she finish what she started?
An investigation out of what he pulls out of his ass?
Yeah, and what Candace needs to understand, and here's where I'm with you, what she needs to understand is that when you take on Charlie Kirk's case, and you say, I'm going to take you on a wild ride here, and we're going to explore every freaking tip that comes in, you have to be okay that Alex Jones might disagree and criticize you. And that's okay.
Well, that's another thing. They call disagreeing an attack.
Did you feel like you attacked her? No?
I mean, her minions attacked me when I just simply...
Her minions, not her, right?
Yeah, but she's promoting it. She's amplifying it. I don't mind being attacked. Here's the deal. They're all threatening me and stuff and having their little celebrations. All you're going to get me to do is just keep coming after you now.
So
I love this. Just get ready. And I mean, you know what? I knew it back in February. She did this whole thing where Kennedy's got a Mossad handler and this woman, he bought her a car, but she's not sure. She's had a dream and thinks it right at his confirmation that he's in the Epstein files. None of it was true. And I've searched. So now I've got people going back and listening to her past episodes and they're all at key points, political attack, every point of Trump's operation.
Okay,
you know in Star Wars Episode 4 where they pull up at the land crawler and all the Jawas are dead? He goes, I've never seen a sand people hit something this big. And he goes, and look at these blast points. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. And look at these marching, like troops are marching. The point is you look at it, and now I wasn't paying attention to her. Now I'm looking, and I'm seeing that it's coordinated Imperial stormtroopers. I'm seeing the blast points. They know right where to hit. They know exactly what they're doing. And I'm seeing, and she's married to this British lord, and she's got this big bot farm, and they're scraping all the data. And then we know all the past attacks on Trump with Obama were originated out of MI6, and the whole thing just goes zzz, zzz, zzz. And you'll say, oh, how do you know? Well, maybe they tried to recruit me into MI6. Maybe they took my star reporter. Maybe you don't know. Okay? So that's what I'm saying you don't know about all this stuff, which I haven't revealed. So I know a lot more about those meetings with Candace Owens and her now her husband and Farmer and Paul Watson and all of them. So maybe I know a little too much.
Again, I can't wait to hear what you know. I can only tell you what I...
Well, I mean, all I know is the royals like you. You ought to come meet with us. You ought to come to these parties. They're not so bad. you know, Nigel Farage is part of it. And all back at the time, and I was like, sayonara. I said, 1776. And I said, have a nice red coat life, Watson.
So now it becomes that you think that Candace Owens is actually bought. Is that?
No, she's just married to a British lord. He's in all this speculation and black ops and operations. Everything's fine.
Is Candace Owens honest or not? Because I think she's...
Do you have any idea how much the UK attacks the U.S.? You know the Democrats have used it as their main command base.
Listen,
to attack Trump for 10 years.
I boycotted UK years ago. I don't even go there. I said this is a country that I actually...
Yeah, it's orchestrating the Ukraine war.
Yeah,
everything.
We agree on UK. We agree
and
on
And I'm not
UK.
Saying Watson's bad. UK. He just came to me and he goes, I'm a royalist now. And over the, we'd have a few conversations. Hey, it's not bad. Let's not talk about the King of England. Let's talk about...
Wait, who said he's a royalist?
Watson joined him. My former Star reporter.
Okay. So
he's the one with Candace and this lord
the
and
becomes,
all again, them at these royal palace meetings all over the place.
Okay, so someone's
you don't understand.
Palace.
You don't understand.
No, I do understand.
UKIP, we put on the map. Farage used to come on the show like 18 years ago. He'd say, my God, UKIP wasn't getting traction. We were number one in the UK for streaming, bigger than the US on like Shoutcast. He said, no, half our converts are from your show. So, and I got Watson as a reporter. He was a great guy. I'm not saying he's bad. He's from the UK. So when he gets invited to the royal stuff and, you know, they all get use of all this land, all this stuff they do and all that stuff. And Paul's like, you know, I really kind of not really align with you anymore. I'm a royalist now. And it took him a few years. He finally said, yeah, I can't really work with you anymore. You're criticizing the royal family. He's the one with all them in these meetings and this lord. So I've already had them, not just through him. You know, when I went and covered Bilderberg there and the other times, they literally send MI6 to meet with me at the hotel. I had a crew that was there. They didn't even hide it. And they openly tried to recruit me right there. So I know all about these people.
I believe you.
I've had the Russians try to recruit me.
I believe
I've had the Chinese try to recruit me.
Well, because you are big and
I've had Jeff Bezos try to recruit me. I've had the Democrats. I've already been 100 times. I had Fox News tried to hire me.
The question is, what does that have to do with Candace Owens' sincerity? Do you believe one
I mean,
question?
She's
yes
prancing
no?
around in between Tennessee and you know, Alex, north of London on her little ponies
Alex,
with her little lord over there.
Alex,
and she needs to know I see through her.
You know I love you. One thing, okay? So if, as a journalist, I was given an access to royals, to Putin, to whatever, guess what? I'm effing going. Excuse my language. I will be the first one to circle, you know, mingle around the circles because
and that's why,
information.
And that's why I've refused all those meetings.
Why? That's information. Like, I don't care what people think as long as I can help people by getting the information.
You have to understand, if I go to those meetings, then people even claim I've been compromised. Like, I'm not trying to toot my horn. What?
No, you did that. You did tell me that yesterday, too, that I refused the meetings, which is great, honorable. But again, you also refused the information, which you probably.
Well, no, it's okay. I mean, I got invited 10 years ago to go hunting with Putin. And I just said, you know, nothing against Putin. I'm going. And then I got invited a bunch of stuff. I got invited an official letterhead to Russia. I got invited this year to go have dinner with Lavrov and all them. But I didn't do it.
Yeah.
But I also got invited. I mean, right before they sued me, they came to this huge high rise. They were telling me there's another thing I was going to do. And there's the DNC leadership. You know, it was all men, the Democrat lawyers, you know their names. And it was an off-record meeting, so I don't say the names. And they're just like, listen, we really like you, and we want you to work for us. It's going to be really great. You really should take this deal because you're going to get destroyed if you don't. And there was a meeting that was 5 minutes long. I said, no, thank you. They said, you're making a big mistake. I already had Henry Kissinger try to hire me before that. I know how this stuff works. Now, so
get hired. Just find out what you need to.
I'm just saying, when I tell you that the MO clicks to a Obama Democrat operation out of the UK, maybe she doesn't even know. But the attack profile of Candace to take down Trump and TPUSA fits at Obama through the MI6 coordinates. I'm not saying it's 100%, but it fits the pattern. We'll be right back. Tomorrow is the last day to buy any of our incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the ultramethylene blue, you name it, and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. That's not the normal buy one, get one free at the same time. This is a massive deal. On some of the deals, if you get like the more expensive supplement, when you buy one of the inexpensive ones, they're break even or loss leader. AlexJonesApp.com, put that on screen. You get 20% off when you use the app. It's the same shopping cart. So this is crazy, but that's why we can't have these super big sales because there's got to be some margin of profit there to operate. But we don't mind some lost leaders sometimes because the products are so good We have an 80%+ reorder rate on the Methylene Blue, 75% reorder on average for the other products. Nobody in the supplement industry has that reorder level. These are all the best. They're either the best certified private label from a company, or we go to and get a top formula and go and make it even better. But most of our products are simply private labels of already number one, five-star certified, the best. I mean, we don't like to reinvent the wheel around here, okay? Whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the most studied, whatever is the best, that is what you're going to get. That's what people get our supplements and say, my God, I used to take turmeric and give me some relief from pain and inflammation. Well, why is yours so much better? Because the average turmeric's food grade 4%. This is 95%. That's why Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, a small amount, by the way, is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, was the first 95% curcuminoid. And we got a 95% curcuminoid at Bigly at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So it's real simple. Our creatine gummies is the highest quality type of creatine there is. Go look it up. You'll look at the name we have. Just ask Rock, is this the best creatine? He'll say, absolutely, hands down. Nano concentrated on top of it. I mean, it's just real simple. We treat you like we want to be treated, plus we want it to really work so you come back. That's our philosophy. It's real simple. I don't want to sell you something one time. I want a relationship. All I need to do is go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Why the selection of Patriot Apparel? What an adventure to wear it. I need the funds. All this stuff's going on. You see we're still here because we're fighting them tooth and nail, okay? And if they shut us down, we just go right over to the Alex Jones Network at TheAlexJonesStore.com, also financed, which I don't own, so they can't shut that down. I don't own TheAlexJonesStore.com. Bigly does. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. They do. But I need your support. And let me tell you something. Something like Ultra DNA Revival is an NAD plus booster. And it's got the precursor of NAD, because most people don't absorb NAD. Don't know what that does? Well, you need to look into it. That's just one of the ingredients. Big dose, high-quality organic NAD. The precursor. Because it's the precursor you're able to absorb. Okay, this cleans out your cells. This turbocharges your body. This gives you clarity, energy, focus, makes your telomeres last longer. This goes great with the Methylene Blue. Also, a ridiculous name, but it actually is true. I didn't come up with a name for this. Ultimate Power. we said, hey, make something even better than Turbo Force with natural clean energy without the letdown. This is even stronger than Turbo Force, which was amazing. If you like Turbo Force, get Ultimate Power.
When the robots rise, the skies turn red, and the cities burn cold. Circuits hunt the weak, and mercy's just a broken code. Only the strong will survive the purge. Only the men of the InfoWar stand ready, armed with truth when the machines bring war.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Elizabeth Lane, I wanted to get you in here because you're from Georgia and you've been in a lot of the frontline combat. You showed me a lot of it. We can't even put on air. It's pretty amazing stuff. But you want to give a view on now Putin leaking conversations with Trump, what Zelensky's doing, your predictions there, the attempt 3 days ago to kill Putin with 90-plus drones attacking his house. But just bookends on the Candace Owens. I would love to be friends with Candace again. I would love to, you know, smoke the peace pipe. I just can't do it as long as she's still on this Mitch Snow tangent.
I understand. And I think I hope Candace reaches out and you guys can, you know, bury the hatchet, because it cannot happen in independent media. We are dealing with MI6, CIA, Mossad, and the bot media in the mainstream. And we can't have you two fight. So this has to stop. Let's move on to Putin and Zelensky, another two little people that have changed the world. I don't know for better or worse, but so this peace deal is going on. We hear from Trump that now we're going to have something, you know, we are moving forward, but we don't hear similar stuff from the Russian side, right? So Russians are like, well, we'll have a peace deal when you actually you know, live up to what you promised, or give us at least something that we agreed that Russia is entitled to, which is what the land they took. The problem here is Zelensky wants guarantees that for, at first it was 50 years. So 50 years, the United States has to guarantee some kind of territorial integrity for Ukraine. Well, that's bogus. That's ridiculous. Of course, it's not going to happen, because what's the difference between United States guaranteeing Ukraine in territorial integrity for 50 years and NATO membership? Like, what is the difference? I mean, it's the same thing. So you're telling me like, oh, yeah, I'll lend you $100 if you give me $100 first.
Like, that's the original Russian red line.
Yeah, like that's we can't start negotiations like that. So Zelensky has to understand that he lost the war. I said the day this war started, I said that Ukraine is going to lose the war. Every sane person that has ever seen war and knows anything about military, they know that Russia was going to win. It was inevitable. Yet we funneled all this money to Ukraine for no good reason. Ukrainians didn't get it. You saw the golden toilets. So Ukrainians didn't get any of it.
Zelensky's buying billion-dollar ski resorts.
100%. So, and this person has the audacity to come and ask for more. What bothers me, though, is that European Union, for some reason, is very much on this Ukraine train still. And, you know, if you look at Macron and this leaders in the EU, they are ready to fight Russia and start another war, which I don't think that Trump wants anything to do with. But if they are successful, we're probably going to find ourselves in another war.
I agree. So how do you see this going? I see European defense stocks plunging for the first time in the year of negotiations. That shows me it actually is getting closer.
Absolutely. And, well, here's where I just don't understand what's really going on, other than the deep state pulling the strings in. You know, you talked about Bilderberg. All these leaders in Europe are former Bilderbergers. Macron is a former Bilderberger, right? So we talked about what Bilderberg is. It's like a vetting ground. They go in, they talk to these people. Okay, who's going to carry out our perspective out there? Who can we aid with money? Who can we bring in power? And that's how they get vetted. And then, you know, they put a bunch of money into these candidates like Macron to bring them in power, and they carry out bankers and financial elite perspectives and what they want. And that's what we see in Europe right now, because you cannot possibly tell me that a leader in Germany who saw how we, Navy SEALs, blew up Nord Stream pipelines and doomed Germany, one of the biggest, the best economy in Europe, literally blew their economy up.
By the way, it's not just known by Sir Hirsch, but the SEAL community, all of them, they all know who did it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's preposterous.
I shouldn't name him, but one of the SEAL officers, who's a very good friend of mine, literally the week they did it, texted me, it was us. I'm like, is that a, you know, the secret? No, it's not. So, but you have German leadership that says, oh, that's okay. Oh, that's okay that our country just
got... What is that? SEAL Team 10 is the main deep water demolition.
Six. SEAL Team 6. SEAL Team 6 is the lethal force.
Yeah, no, that's the assassination.
Yeah, assassination.
No, but the deep water, look it up.
Yeah.
What I was told, it was different units, but they used the main Navy engineers as the cutout, so it's not a congressional oversight. Special Operations is, but then they use SEAL Team 10 deep water demolition submarines for the operation. Look up SEAL Team 10. That's mainly deep water demolition. Check my memory, but go ahead.
Yeah, and then you have Germany that completely disregards the fact that their economy is in shambles because of our actions, and they are still attacking Russia. Russia, the same country that actually built the pipelines in the first place. And it's just crazy to me. So that's where we are, and people are wondering if we're going to have peace. I hope that, you know, in a way, I want to say, I hope Russia doesn't accept the terms that's on the table right now, because we are going to find ourselves exactly where we are. And, you know, because what changes with this deal? Nothing, right? As I understand, they brought the 50 years down to 15 years. Now, that's more doable, but I just don't understand why should the United States guarantee 15 years of territorial protection to Ukraine at all. I just don't get it. And also, the only country, and Putin said this years ago, the only country that can actually guarantee Ukraine territorial integrity is Russia. That's the only country that can actually guarantee Ukraine's safety. And let's talk about this conversation that got declassified between Putin and Bush, because Putin gets this terrible rep in the world that he's a dictator, he's an absolutely horrible, horrible person, and he should not be trusted, even though every single leader that we ever had, including Bill Clinton, says that Putin actually did exactly what he told us he would do. This is the guy that says something and actually follows up. So we, on the other hand, did not do what we promised we would do, and it started with NATO expansion. But what's very interesting is a couple of weeks ago, Washington put out this declassified document. It was a conversation between President Bush and Vladimir Putin. And in this conversation, it's very evident who's actually worried about nuclear strike and nuclear war, or let's say Iran's advancement in the nuclear game. Putin actually talks to Bush about how he's worried that Pakistan has a nuclear weapon.
By the way, I checked it. It's the original SEAL team from World War II. Is Underwater Demolition Team 10, but still is assigned to the new SEAL Team 10 created in 2002 with a specialty. It's one of the only SEAL teams that has underwater submarine demolition and destruction. Underwater cables cutting. But anyways, I just want to check my memory.
Yeah, and then we have this conversation now where Putin actually is very worried about Pakistan, that Pakistan has a nuclear bomb. We know that. And he expresses concerns with Bush and says, hey, would you mind like actually criticizing Pakistan? Because we think that they are leaking secrets to countries like Iran, right? So you would think that Russia is such a big bad monster that if Iran gets a nuclear weapon against us, they would be so ecstatic. But that's not the case. Putin is sitting there with Bush saying, listen, Pakistan is a junta with a nuclear weapon. You got to do something about it. Please criticize it, you know, publicly.
Sure. In most of the war games, it's India and Pakistan that turned nuclear
absolutely.
War.
Absolutely. And we know they sold the nuclear secrets to Libya.
We know.
And yeah.
And we know under Russian war doctrine, Russia is the biggest country in the world. They don't want to expand. Alexander Solzhenitsyn,
absolutely.
These idiots always go, Alexander Solzhenitsyn is ashamed of you because you're not anti-Putin. Solzhenitsyn was admired by Putin, met with him a bunch, and developed the modern doctrine, more than Alexander Dugin, of let all these other countries go but get Ukraine and a few others. So what's funny is Putin is following Alexander Solzhenitsyn's plan from his later books, and these idiots don't even know it.
Absolutely. And, you know, can we be real for a second? Let's start, you know, when Tucker interviewed Vladimir Putin. Everyone kept saying, I mean, it was a great interview, but Putin,
long history lesson.
Yeah, exactly. But why do you think he gave it?
Because people don't know that.
Exactly. So it's very important to start when this whole conflict in Ukraine actually started. And it didn't just start in Ukraine. It actually started in my birth country, too, in Georgia. And here's an interesting fact that people don't know. And it always gets like, you know, it's so underrated. Gorbachev makes a deal with the biggest liar in the world. Do you know who that is?
Sharonazzi.
Bush Sr.
Yeah, but
Bush Sr. and Baker.
Sharonazzi, or how do you say his name?
Gorbachev.
No, but who's the guy under that made the deal? It was Gorbachev's hand.
Oh.
Sharonazzi, or how do you say his name?
Yeah. I can't remember exactly what's his
name. Sounds like Nazi.
Yeah. It's. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. He was there.
But he was promised by the biggest liar in the world.
Baker.
Bush Sr. and Baker. But Bush Sr. is kind of a psychopathic liar. He's like,
Baker made the deal, though.
Yeah.
Was Sharonazzi, how do you say his name?
I
drive me crazy. I'm going from memory. Keep going.
Can someone Google that? So he gets promised that NATO would not advance. But here's an interesting thing that no one talks about. It's just not about just NATO advancement, okay? So the same time that Baker and Bush are making this deal with Gorbachev that, hey, why don't we, you know, dismantle Soviet Union and we dismantle the Berlin Wall and it's going to be like...
We're not going to move 1 inch east.
Exactly. That was the promise. And then they backed off. They said it never happened. Thank God we have...
Well, they said it on the news, but there was never a treaty.
Yeah,
and so
sure.
Really, Russia is using Ukraine to try to get that treaty.
Absolutely. But also, at the same time when this was happening, they sent CIA and MI6 in Georgia and in Ukraine trying to convince Georgians and Ukrainians that, listen, you guys have to be independent. I don't understand.
And the first thing was 888.
Yeah, absolutely. And you remember Shevardnadze. We talked about Edward Shevardnadze.
The guy,
foreign minister of Soviet Union. So this guy was literal puppet of Baker's.
Yeah, that's the guy. We're just talking about him.
Yes, that's the guy. So he, in his own memoirs, he admitted this close friendship with Baker, almost like a puppet type of relationship, right? So he admits that he was working directly under this influence of Baker. And he was like, well, Baker was helping me make Georgia independent, republic again, whatever. Well, hold on for a second. How do you think Russians feel? They just got the promise that NATO would not advance. And all of a sudden you're, you know.
Well, let's put the map since 91 up of NATO expansion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put and that map
like
up.
Slow crawl of at the right at the Russian.
No, but our
borders.
Audience gets that, and you're dead on. What I'm asking you is your warfare. You spent a year or more during the war covering it all.
Yeah.
Where do you? How do you see this ending? Where do you see this going?
I don't think that they're gonna have a peace deal in the nearest future because Zelensky is pushing because his life literally depends on this. And if something happens and they actually make peace, we're going to have a huge problem because Zelensky might end up dead. Ukrainians are not going to forgive him any of this unless they somehow give him like asylum somewhere in England, I would say, because it was an English project in the beginning. You know this with Boris Johnson. So I don't think that we're going to have a peace deal anytime soon. I hope we do, but I don't think so. Then Russians will not give up any land at all. In fact, they will take entire Donbas.
Well, that's the problem is Ukraine's already been beaten for over a year and a half. Russia can advance much quicker.
Yeah,
but it's building an ongoing, expanding Maginot Line. So what Victor Boot told me, and he's got good sources, is if this continues too much longer, Russia's going to first surround there in the east of Ukraine, the larger cities like Kharkiv, and then give people 2 weeks to leave, or they're going to level the cities.
Yeah, that's one of the options. I don't think that Putin will go that far. You know, I had these conversations a lot that, you know, if anything, and if NATO actually gets involved, well, I think Trump will pull out before that ever happens. I don't think the U.S. is going to, in any shape and form, be involved in this. I think Trump is smart enough to do that. But if Europeans even attempt to go that far, I think we will end up with our Arashniks. Like, Putin is the guy who, by any means, will try to avoid nuclear.
Oh, he's the moderate.
Absolutely. He's absolutely.
So what type of Russians would take over if they were able to kill Putin in all these assassination attempts?
What was that, sorry?
What type of, who would replace him? I don't know if it's even Medvedev, you know, has a big talk publicly, but
yeah,
I don't think that's who they, but when you talk about Russian hardliners, I've seen the studies.
Yeah.
What type would we get if they kill Putin?
Oh, then you will get a hardliner. And that's not going to be fun at all. Putin is a very moderate person. I think he exercises.
No, I agree. So what's a hardliner look like now?
Hardliner looks like someone like me, for example. Like I always say, if I was Putin and I was in charge of Russia right now, I shouldn't say this, but England would be nuked out of their existence. I'm not joking.
Yeah, that's mad. You can't.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody does.
I know. But here's the thing, though. This is what you're going to get when you keep pushing. Because here's the option, Alex. You remember World War II? You remember World War II and 27 million that Russians lost?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the option is sizzle this for another 8 years and lose another million of Russian people or end it now with a Arashnik and make Europeans pay. What would you do as Alex Jones? What would you do? I know it sounds crazy, but what would you do? Kill your own million and sizzle
for... Yeah, but see, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but that's an emotional response.
It is. And that's what you're going to get if Putin's
you understand every war game, as soon as even you can't hit one country, then everybody's going to hit you, and then everybody else in a Mexican standoff, India, Pakistan,
good,
China.
Good. We did
and
that
then the entire Earth, not just the Northern Hemisphere, has a nuclear winter, unlivable, 90% of the population dies. The public, while it's starving for 6 months, are like army ants that'll chew, you know, the chrome off an axle. You think World War Z looks scary at real humans in this. After 10 days, most become cannibals or commit suicide. 15 days, total psychotic mass murder. The nuclear reactors, 400 plus, all melt down. Each one worse than Chernobyl, total meltdown, surface the earth unlivable.
You know, this amazing.
Probably the end of the species.
This is all.
So seriously, that's why it's all been war game. You can't have a nuclear war. You can't have limited. Oh, Europe said we may sneak attack Russia with nukes. And so Putin said, if I see a major.
Well, he's trusted
you can, he said you can shoot a few missiles in, but he said, if we see a large aeronautical attack, we have to expect it's a sneak attack to take out our missiles.
100%.
So we've got to go to full war. That is, we're already to 1 minute to midnight.
But
we're already right there.
You're forgetting that just a few years ago, it was Liz Truss, shortest Prime Minister of England, that said, oh, if necessary, I'm going to nuke Russia or something like...
No, I understand the rhetoric of Medvedev and the British, but what I'm telling you is, In all these simulations, they show ICBMs, the real attacks, or the intermediate missiles, the hypersonic missiles on the borders, and the submarines. What I'm saying is that 10 minutes after this starts, in every war game, it goes total. So it's mass total suicide. So you can't say, I saw the British defense minister last week said, you're going to have to fight like World War II. The Russian leaders, the German leader said it. I get the rhetoric.
Yeah.
But I'm saying,
I'm telling you, Russia's not going to fight like World War II. They are not going to lose another 27 million. If NATO gets
they're going to lose a lot more than that because everybody else is.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that.
World War II is a completely different thing. It's conventional. Yeah.
So
Operation Barbarossa is a whole other subject. Stalingrad, all that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about everybody dead.
Why? Russia has Arashniks. I don't think that it will ever go to nuclear war. I don't think.
Wait a minute. You just said nuke London.
Well, that's me. I mean, I was talking about myself, that if I had been in Russian shoes right now, knowing what has been done to my
country. Well, it's a good thing you're not the leader of Russia.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, what I'm saying is, so it's not it's not moderate by Putin. It's sane.
It's sane.
Why is it called mad? Mutually assured destruction.
Agreed.
You've got to be mad to do it.
Agreed.
Okay, so I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying.
No, I know.
No, I mean, I get, look. Medvedev plays bad cop because people need to understand the danger, and Putin plays a good cop. My point is, it is Europe, it is the West that believes it can happen. Did you ever see Sean Penn, who I had dinner with, he's literally mentally retarded, say, well, we shouldn't have nukes off the table, let's go ahead and hit Russia. Did you see 2 years ago, NATO said we might just strike Russia first with nukes?
Yeah.
So that is very escalatory. They should all be in padded rooms for that.
100%. And they should be all gone from, their positions right now. But that's why I said, we hear this rhetoric all the time. Are we going to, preemptively nuke Russia? Are we going to do this? What do you think? In one of the interviews,
he called the EU leaders little piglets.
Yeah.
None of the leaders of Europe have ever been in the military. Almost none have kids. They're all a bunch of pedophiles and devil worshipers.
Agreed.
Because any real military, like when they ask, Obama asked the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to attack Russia and Syria like 11 years ago, and they went and briefed him. They said, sir, here's the doctrine. We'll do that. They'll hit us. It'll go to nuclear war in like a week. Okay, so he said, sir, give us an order for nuclear war. Because we can, he goes, some will survive in the bunkers. It'll kill 90% of the world in the first couple months. And they said, we're ready for the order. And they said, no. Remember, Biden said, we can't send Abrams tanks and F-16s. That leads to World War III. Because on the, you know about the RAND Corporation escalation, threat escalation ladder. It goes right there real quick. We're already going up the ladder right now.
So, again,
Trump knows that, is trying to end that.
I know, but Trump is up against a very, very powerful deep state, and they are going to try to trick him into different, conflicts. You see this push and pull with Russia, right? Trump one day comes out and says, well, Vladimir Putin and I had a great conversation, and next I'm very mad about Putin. But in reality,
but the thing is, Zelensky is a NATO puppet. They won't give up anything.
No, they won't. They won't. So where
even
does
though they
that
started
leave
it.
You? Where does that leave you? So Vladimir Putin said something very interesting, which I kind of zeroed out on because I know he meant it. He said, well, if there's going to be a world without Russia, why do I need that kind of world? And he's right. There will not be a world without Russia. So this was after...
The globalists are willing to be... They've got a hand grenade ready to pull. Yes. Russia has to say the same thing.
Yes, that's what he's saying.
It's a Mexican standoff.
Absolutely. And Europe is not doing us any favors at all. Instead of de-escalating, they are dragging entire Europe, except for two people. And Orban, right? You know
him. Viktor Orban.
Yeah, Viktor Orban, how hard he's working. Hungary.
And Fico, they shot him.
Yeah, Fico, exactly. Oh, you want a funny story about that? That most people don't know? So when Fico got shot, this is time where they think that they can conduct a revolution in Georgia, friendly country to Ukraine. So they are going full on with this, USAID and all this stuff. This is before Trump cut the USAID. And they are funding these NGOs there in the streets to conduct a revolution in Georgia. And at the same time, Georgian Prime Minister has a meeting with one of the officials from EU. You know what they say? So they're asking Georgians to open another front on Russia, which means that Georgia would not exist anymore, just so you guys know. It's only 3 million, country of 3 million people. So if Georgia even attempted to do that, Georgians would be gone. So talking about ethnic cleansing, right? So Georgia would be ethnically cleansed in a second. So they tell him that, and of course he's not crazy. So he says, what guarantees do I have? Like, what are you talking? Like, what guarantees do I have that I'm going to survive? And say, it was the ambassador of the United States, as I know, as he said it. She turns around and says, well, what guarantees are you talking about? There's a war in the region.
No, I know. Delusional. Like, it gets worse. They're trying to use Romania and others, too, to start the war.
Yes.
So even if we end this Ukraine thing, NATO is going to try to activate what countries? Georgia?
Georgia, for sure. I mean, they will go to Serbia. They can't do anything there, but, you know, they will try at least. And the important thing that I wanted to say is they told Georgian Prime Minister, this is documented. It's out there. He came out and told this to press. Remember what happened to Fico. What is that? Like, that's a threat.
No, we pump four bullets in him.
Yes.
And we'll kill
you,
too.
Yes, we'll kill you, too. That's what they tried to do, you know, when Georgia refused. So this is the force that Trump is against.
Yeah, and here's my deal. I don't lionize Russia or any of this. NATO brags, Victoria Nuland, they started this.
Yes.
Europe's collapsing. They say our business plan is defeating Russia. Even if they could, that's immoral. It's not going to happen. Russia's won. It's delusional. It is crazy.
I agree. Alex, what
would Ursula von der Leyen, I guarantee you, doesn't know how to load a rifle. But she's literally the head of the EU dictatorship bragging how they're going to crush the Russians. Lady, you got your ass handed to you. But the problem is they're cornered, so what do they do?
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know, if you were in Russian shoes, I always say that you have to understand how they feel, right? So not only NATO is advancing, people completely misunderstand what went down in Ukraine with the revolution with Yanukovych, right, when he was ousted, and Victoria Nuland was picking the cabinet for the U.S. of who needs to lead Ukraine, right? So here's an important part. It's not just NATO. EU played a huge role, too, because what happened with Yanukovych...
Now, what's the political arm? Same thing.
Yeah, but EU tried to get their, you know, deal through versus, like, so the deal was economic deal, right? So they're talking to Ukraine, Yanukovych, and they're saying, well, you should trade with us, and but part of this, you know, free trade is that you have to absolutely cut your ties with Russia. And this is coming from Polyansky. I just interviewed him. He was part of these meetings. And Yanukovych did not quite read the documents when this happened. Like, he did not finish reading the documents. You know this all well, because what happens when they want to pass something, you know, that doesn't really benefit Americans in Congress? They bury it under thousands of documents, right? So before you get at the end, like, most people don't even read it. So it gets passed. That's what happened here. Yanukovych didn't read the document in its full, like, you know, the entire...
We're almost out of time.
Yeah, so it ended up that, you know, he realized at the end that he was being duped by EU. So he turned around and he said, no, we're going to do this deal with Russians and we are going to abandon EU ambitions, right? This is where they use this rhetoric that Yanukovych is absolutely living...
Yeah, no, I mean, trying to sell the audience. You're doing a great job, but... Everybody knows NATO started the fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody
knows where everything happened.
Elizabeth Lane, very interesting. ElizabethLane.co. And they can find you on X at, what is that? What's that say? I am Elizabeth Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is on X. Yeah. All right, well, great job. Can't wait to see the interview you shot with me yesterday. When's that coming out?
It will be out in a week.
So. All right. You've done well, Lord Vader. So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox, Shilajit Capsules and Gummies, incredible. Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors now available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. High quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. alexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.